Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo, and the Cambridge Building Society is launching a charitable fund today with initial funding from the Society of £500,000. The fund is available for local groups, charities and organisations who need financial support with their work to tackle home and housing needs. And here to tell us more is the Chief Executive of Cambridge Building Society, Peter Bowes. Morning to you, Peter. Hello, Peter, are you there?
Good morning.
Ah, there we
Great.
Are.
Good morning.
Phew. All for a moment you weren't there, which after a good introduction,
yes.
This is good. £500,000 is quite a bit. I guess is what you might call seed money in a way. Where are the funds coming from?
Yes, it's a much bigger sum of money than we would normally be able to do for something like this. It's arisen because we have joined what's known as the Dormant Assets Scheme, which is a scheme that's been available for financial services businesses for some time now, backed by the UK government. But it's only recently been made available to businesses like ours. So we're very happy to have joined it and unlocked the cash for good community causes.
Now, very much. I must mention there's a little bit of a delay on the line. You're lovely and clear, but it takes a little bit of a pause. So just to explain to the listeners, as Peter might actually be collecting his thoughts as well, but that's a little delay on the line this morning. So are you intending to add to that fund, Peter?
Over time, we might do, yes, but I think, as you said in your introduction, the £500,000 is the initial money that we're putting in the fund. But yes, as we go forward and continue with our various charitable activities, we may look to add to the fund over time.
You're doing this in partnership with Cambridgeshire Community Foundation, who actually, during the COVID crisis, they've done quite well.
That's right. We're using them for all the management and administration on the fund because they're the experts in the area, as you say.
Yeah, I was trying to remember their total. They raised well over £1 million, I think. I think, and I have in the back of my mind, with some support from the Cambridge Building Society as well.
We've, earlier this year we made a £10,000 donation to their coronavirus fund that they established. But yes, they're active in lots of different areas. I think they've got several millions of pounds that they're putting to various different good causes over the region.
Yeah. So who can apply for grants from your fund?
Anybody. We're keeping it deliberately wide open. So any charity, any community group that is active in the area of homes and housing and is working in that space, anybody doing any good work in the area, we encourage them to apply for a grant.
So homes and housing, what sort of things? And I appreciate that, you know, it seems like you have a quite an open canvas as the kind of people that you may want to have. But are there any sort of examples you can give us this morning?
Sure. So it could be, for example, a group that was helping people with access to housing. It could be things like helping the homeless, providing shelter. We're particularly interested if people are trying to work with vulnerable people in the community who often have particular struggles with finding access to good housing. Or it could just be as simple as a group that's been set up to provide some help and advice and guidance to people as they navigate through the various processes they need to get to in order to get a roof over their heads.
And I guess all of that goes back to one of the reasons why organisations like the Cambridge Building Society were founded in the first place.
That's exactly right. Yes, it goes right back to our core mission, and we are really, really focused as a business on being active in the community. It's something that's very close to the hearts of almost everybody who works at the society. And homes and housing is one of our areas of expertise, being a mortgage business. So it's a kind of a natural area for us to give our focus to.
And you don't have to save at all with the Cambridge Building Society. Well, it's a good idea perhaps to save with the Cambridge Building Society. It's a good idea to save, but you don't necessarily have to have an account with you in order to apply for one of these grants.
No, you don't. Clearly, if somebody wants to open a savings account with us, they're always very welcome. We'd be happy to welcome them into the society. But no, this has been set up for the good of the community. So if it's a charity or a community group working in this space, we'd be very keen to hear. But no, there's no membership requirement.
Yeah, and the sort of amounts which people can apply for here, is there a range of the sorts of cheques you expect to be writing? You probably don't write a cheque anymore, do you? But you know what I mean.
No. Good question. Yes, we're setting a limit on an individual grant of £10,000 because we want to make sure that the fund helps as many different groups as it possibly can. So, yeah, there's a £10,000 limit for individual grants.
Mm. And if an organisation is interested, where do they go? Do they pop into a branch or can they do it online?
They can do if they want to, but yeah, online is straightforward. There's a link to it all on our homepage at the moment. That's cambridgebs.co.uk. Or, of course, they can go to the Cambridgeshire Community Foundation website and find all of our details there.
Okay.
Ultimately, we will direct them to the Community Foundation website because, as I said earlier, they're the people helping with the administration and the grants process. Mm.
And when might you expect to pay out the first grants on this?
Later this year. So we've just opened the fund last week. It's open for applications as we speak. We're going to close the first round of applications at the end of October, then assess what we've got at that point, and grants will then be made from that point after.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Well, look, Peter, thank you very much for joining us.
Very, very welcome.
On the line this morning. I'm glad we made it second time around.
Yeah,
and hopefully in a few months' time, you can come on again and let us know exactly how that money's being spent.
Oh, I'd love to come back and give you some of the good news stories that we're going to create with the fund. That'd be fantastic.
That's great. Thank you very much. Peter Bowes,
thanks.
Who is Chief Executive of the Cambridge Building Society, telling us about that charitable fund, which has now opened up. It is 20 minutes now. After 9.